here we are in Muskogee. This was considered in the nation probably one of the hotbeds.
The hottest bed.
Hottest bed.
Steve Tech guy, Chicago, Philadelphia. It may get one or two players out of it. A lot of guys, like I said, wouldn't leave home. It may have been, but like Muskogee, she did gone, you know.
Why Muskogee? Why was it such a hotbed?
Well, see, all we had to offer in Muskogee is football, basketball, and baseball. Kids didn't have cars. Didn't have nothing to do. But see, when I lived in baseball right in front of my house, you didn't get the chance to play because everybody was out there playing baseball, football. But you get the guy, you can get him a car and get him some of that dope. And still, what do you think about baseball or football? If he's not one of them players, he ain't going to go out to try. But back at then, you didn't play baseball. You didn't have no girlfriend or football or basketball, something like that.
With Muskogee having a sizable black population, what do you think differentiated it from, say, Tulsa or Oklahoma City?
Well, see, this is what you don't know about Tulsa. Tulsa was considered a little Kansas City. All kind of people going there. You think right now in Tulsa that all this killing and going on with some local Tulsa boys, they're outside and moving into Tulsa. And you just check the background. You're somewhere, and you don't catch that stuff in Muskogee. You dope, he fooling out there dope and stuff like that. But you take Tulsa and Oklahoma City, it's rough. I mean, it's rough over there. What about it, robbing somebody in the daytime? You never heard of nothing like that. They kick your door in the daytime. They don't care if they know you got it.
Right, but I'm talking from ball players. Like, with it being the hotbed of Muskogee, what do you think made it such a hotbed for athletes versus other towns that had sizable black populations? Why the difference?
It just happened to be like that. See, you take like the Gilead brothers. They really was from Fort Smith. Dan was from Little Rock.
Dan Thomas.
Yeah. He's from Little Rock. Them guys, they from different places. They come here, moved to Muskogee. That's when Camp Gruber and migrated and stayed here, and they played baseball. Do you get me right now? Tulsa Clowns had a good baseball team.
The Tulsa T-Town Clowns.
Yeah, but the point is, a lot of guys not going to leave home to go play baseball. Now, if I got a job, say I got a wife and three kids, love my family, why I want to quit my job and go off and play baseball since wintertime coming? Go out and play baseball and don't make no money. You don't make no lot of money. A lot of guys love that money, and if they don't have a good job and income, make them stay home and get the same thing.